This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're excited to have Dr. Kamakshi Zeidler from Aesthetics in San Jose, California on the show to discuss the unique benefits of providing patients with the best possible care in plastic surgery and dermatology. Dr. Zeidler, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you. Good morning. It's wonderful to be here.
Yes, good to have you out this morning. Thanks for joining us. So tell us, for starters, what is board certification? And we hear this all the time for a doctor's credentials, but what is it exactly?
Yeah, board certification is a standard. It's the highest standard for all physicians, particularly in aesthetic medicine. There can be a lot of imposters. And so board certification for plastic surgeons and dermatologists in particular is very important so that patients can understand the level of training that physicians have gone through. It takes many years, and the board is very strict on the ethics of how to practice these procedures.
And why would you say it is important to seek a medical professional that is board certified?
This cannot be stressed enough. And when it comes to aesthetic procedures, patients want to look their best. Patients want to have things that are done. The FDA approves these things. And there's a lot of great treatments out there. However, it needs to be done in a safe way. This is still medicine. Having products injected into your face, such as Botox and fillers to rejuvenate, can be wonderful, but there are important blood vessels, there's muscles, there's things that must be considered to avoid complications. And sometimes complications can be devastating, particularly in the face. If anatomy is not understood by a practitioner who is not board certified, patients unfortunately can suffer.
And that is for sure. Now, what are the requirements to be recognized as a board-certified plastic surgeon and a board-certified dermatologist?
Yeah, the board certification requires, number one, medical school. That gets your medical doctorate. After this, there are three steps of a certification exam, and this is done partly through medical school, partly after finishing an internship, which is the first year of residency. Plastic surgery residency in particular requires many years of surgical training. The fast track programs, which is one of the ones that I did, require 3 years of general surgery, and that includes trauma surgery. It includes a lot of very in-depth intense surgical training. And then after that, it requires 2 to 3 years of specific plastic surgery training. Many of those programs also include research. And so those are the minimum requirements to be eligible to take the boards. And then after this, being in practice for at least a year, sometimes up to 2 years, the American Board of Plastic Surgery will require surgeons to submit all of their cases, submit their website to make sure that their advertising is ethical and honest, and look at patients, maybe in particular patients who had some problems, and how this doctor took care of that patient. And the goal really with all of this is setting a very high standard that physicians are taking really good care of patients, even beyond the bare minimum of what training is. And dermatology is similar. One of my partners is a board-certified dermatologist. She's gone through the same kinds of training in order to be able to provide the best possible care for patients.
And thanks for the information and insight there today. We're joined by Dr. Kamakshi Zeidler from Aesthetics in San Jose, California, here on eHealth Radio's Dermatology and Plastic Surgery Information Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Zeidler, your practice is unique in having board-certified plastic surgeons and a board-certified dermatologist. How does this benefit patients and their results?
Yeah, so I can't say enough how exciting it really is to have a practice like this. After being in practice with another plastic surgeon for almost a decade, Dr. Berkowitz, my main partner in crime, we have really held the standards in plastic surgery. And we saw a need, you know, and it's been a dream of mine, to really provide a full comprehensive aesthetic medicine practice. Now, many plastic surgeons employ nurses who do things like Botox and fillers to plump the lips, laser treatments to improve skin quality. And, you know, day after day while I was in practice, I would think of the training that went into my understanding of surgery and the quality of results I get for my patients, and think that there was just something missing in my practice. My understanding of the skin and lasers is very limited. And I'm having nurses help me with these procedures. And so I really sought out having a board-certified dermatologist who is trained in understanding the skin in the way that I understand the body in surgery. And we sought out an unbelievable dermatologist, Dr. Hassauer, who is actually even specially trained within cosmetic procedures, minimally invasive treatments. And so bringing her into the practice provides a really comprehensive level of care for patients. So now when I do a facelift, I can have her come into the operating room to do a laser treatment that can be completely customized for this patient's skin type and the type of surgery we're doing. It's a whole nother level. And this not only allows us to provide better results, but in a really safe way for patients. The same is true with things like CoolSculpting. CoolSculpting is something that, you know, any practitioner can provide. You don't even need to be a board certified doctor in plastic surgery or dermatology to be able to provide these aesthetic treatments. But we see problems all the time. A patient came to my office yesterday with dents all over her abdomen because CoolSculpt was done, you know, by a technician. And instead, these patients can be seen comprehensively by me and our dermatologist. I can look at her and see if liposuction is appropriate to correct the problems, or we can look at ways that CoolSculpt can be used effectively and very strategically to correct some of these problems. So in the end, patients really benefit. The take-home really is that we can get better quality results by combining our talents in two different board-certified specialties that complement one another. And it also comes back to patient safety, for patients to really get the best results, but in a way that doesn't compromise their health or lead to complications.
Lastly, how do these fields work together when it comes to reconstructive care?
When it comes to reconstructive care, particularly I think scar therapy is one of the ones where we see it. In plastic surgery, a lot of our procedures are very powerful, but surgery can leave scars. And even when scars are minimal, scars can be a constant reminder to patients of what they've been through. Breast reconstruction, say, is one where I really see it. Cancer patients have their breasts removed for cancer, and we have unbelievable plastic surgical techniques to be able to reconstruct breasts, but ultimately there's always a scar. Now, working with my dermatologist, we've developed a whole scar therapy protocol with her, you know, very sophisticated understanding of the skin and the scarring process. A lot of these patients are pre-treated with a customized cream that includes bleaching components. It includes anti-inflammatories. So patients for a few weeks before surgery will apply this to the skin in the site where the scar will be created. And then after surgery, we see patients together. I generally use a specialized skin glue that takes tension off the skin. And when that comes off at 3 weeks, she'll see the patient with me and we'll look at the scars. And depending on how it's looking, she will recommend early laser treatments, things that I would have been a little afraid to do, quite frankly, as a plastic surgeon, not having advanced knowledge of laser and all of its capabilities. And we have three different lasers. And depending on the patient's skin type, she will customize settings that the patient will come in once a month over the course of the few months healing after surgery and have that scar treated with a laser. And then other modalities such as microneedling and PRP. These are just techniques that can further blur a scar and erase some of the signs of the surgical trauma that patients have been through.
Well, Dr. Zeidler, certainly has been good to have had you, and thanks for your coverage on the importance of being board certified as a plastic surgeon and dermatologist, and how this does benefit the patient in reconstructive care. Where can listeners get all the details on your practice there in San Jose, California?
Yeah, absolutely. So our listeners can find us at aesthetics.com, AESTHETX. They can certainly find us also on Instagram, where we give a lot of behind-the-scenes educational information on what patients should be looking for, and that's at AestheticsPS. On Instagram, or you can find me also, Dr. Zeidler, D-R-Z-E-I-D-L-E-R.
Easy enough. Again, Dr. Zeidler, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. All the best, and thanks for your time today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
And it certainly was with great pleasure. We've been speaking with Dr. Kamakshi Zeidler from Aesthetics in San Jose, California. And for further details, simply visit aesthetics.com. The links will be provided within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.